Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. In Touch is heard weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today via the telephone by Regina Lopez-Whiteskunk, who is a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. June is the 110th anniversary of the Antiquities Act, and an unprecedented coalition of Native American tribes are asking President Obama to protect 1.9 million acres of ancestral land in Utah. And Regina, thank you so much for stopping by the show today and being a part of this. I'm sure most of our listeners are not informed on what we're going to be talking about, so we need to dive in and get some background. If you would, let's talk a little bit about this and what exactly the Antiquities Act did and why it's so important to you and all of your family and friends and everyone. Let's talk a little bit about that today, please.
So the Antiquities Act is the anniversary, 110 years, and the act consists of, and the reason why it was originally put out there to use was to protect the antiques within the land, which may consist of funerary objects associated with burials of our ancestors, may also include tools and utensils that our ancestors may have used, and a lot of that is still within the land. And to be able to protect those, as well as the dwellings and living areas, ceremonial spots where our people used to conduct those different events as well as live.
And, you know, personally, I can certainly relate to the importance, but if you would just kind of summarize how this is important to you, because these are, you know, very sacred lands. And people are going in there apparently from time to time haphazardly and just cultivating artifacts or trying to steal stuff or whatever they're doing. And this is very sacred territory for you and for others in your tribe and beyond. Let's just kind of discuss the personal importance.
Okay, so the Bears Ears region, which is located in southeastern Utah, is basically in a landscape of a plateau and some mesas in which many of our tribes historically and even currently have been in the area. For my people, the Ute Mountain Ute people, this is where many of our families raised their families and cultivated things like watermelon, corn, fruit trees, had orchards out there and raised their livestock, and conducted, you know, daily routines, as well as collected medicinal herbs, conducted ceremonies. So there was a vast number of events that could have happened from daily duties as well as ceremonial. In the area, historically, there's still Puebloan types of dwellings still out on the landscape, and they need to be protected. So even as my people have been there for hundreds of years, we're even protectors of those that were there before we were. So we like to safeguard and give that respect to the ancestors that once lived there, and we would appreciate the same for those who may be in and around the area utilizing the land to return that same respect, which is why the Antiquities Act is very important to the Native American community. We very much would like to see that level of protection and monitoring occur. Now, the five tribes who have band together as a coalition consists of the Uinta Ouray Utes, the Hopis, the Pueblos, Zuni, Navajo tribe, and then of course Ute Mountain Ute tribe. And so with the five tribal sovereign voices coming together, we've put together a very unique proposal, which we have presented and requested of President Obama to utilize the Antiquities Act. And that's very unique because up to this point, the Antiquities Act has always been used not necessarily in unison with tribes, but at this time, the tribes are requesting the president to utilize the act to help provide that level of protection and preservation. So we have gone and put together a proposal that consists of some problem-solving and sharing mechanisms within there that we feel is very important. We feel that we don't want to be a part of the ongoing problem. We don't want to come to the table to always bring those issues as problems, but we would like to be at the table with equal footing and authority in sharing some of the solutions and how to best continue to protect. And this may be, this is in the form of a commission that will be created, and so we feel that we can be a part of the solution rather than always needing to request for attention to problems.
Well, Regina, I guess my next question is this. We here in the Midwest and the average listener, the average person out there, what can we do and where do we find out more information to kind of educate ourselves on this very important topic? And is there anything that we can do as a citizen to help with this, or is education and kind of knowledge our best weapon to help you out in this process?
Education is always the best process, but in this respect, in regards to this issue, and I would like to encourage the public to search on the web the Bears Ears National Monument, or go and search the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. It'll lead you to a website which you can find more information and a full copy of our proposal that we presented, as well as some maps, some media that has been following this. We've tried to make sure that there's plenty for people to read and to learn and become very aware of this, and how anybody, and I say anybody or any group, can support this effort is by signing on to the petition that's also there on the website. And any time, at any point, anybody can communicate to your state leaders as well as any leader and express the support for the efforts that we're bringing to the table. And I again want to express that this isn't just a Native American issue. It involves everybody. And when we talk about public lands, the key word is public. And we definitely would like to continue to stand together as one group of people, as a voice, expressing what our concerns are and how we feel that as a part of our nation's history, we really need to stand up and pay more attention to what we preserve to tell our children and future generations. For Native Americans, our library is what's written on the canyon walls. The petroglyphs are absolutely important to our people. They tell us stories and events, and when people come and vandalize those, it's like someone going into a library and ripping out a page of history. We can't afford that. So it's absolutely necessary that we do all we can, and we appreciate all support. And if anybody has any questions, there's some contact information, and we'd be happy to provide more information or even have discussions.
Regina, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and your information today. I know we'll be talking to you or to others with your organization again in the near future, but we want to say thank you. Are there any final thoughts, anything that you may have glossed over that we missed that you'd like to add? And again, let them know about that website so we can get the information out there for folks to do their own research and bring their knowledge up to speed on this very important situation.
In closing, I just would like to express my gratitude to yourself and this wonderful opportunity for me to share more information about our movement and how important it is to the Native American community. But it, most importantly, I think one thing that we always would like to get out to the world is that this is our indigenous truth, but it's also something that's absolutely important to us to continue to tell the story of our people and to express to the world how important this is to us. Like I said, our history is written on the walls of canyons. This is absolutely important that we have this opportunity, not only for our children, but for others to share what it is that our people once had and will have to continue to share via stories and storytelling. And I encourage anybody and all to go to our website, get out to the web. We do have that website. We also have a Facebook page. Just search out Bears Ears National Monument. You'll find us and continue to follow us and support us. I appreciate all the support out there. Thank you.
And that is today's In Touch. Our guest here on the In Touch show has been Regina Lopez White Skunk, who is a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and a member of the Bears Ears Inner Tribal Coalition. In Touch is heard weekday mornings at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country.